It's budget day and it's 12 minutes past seven. And he's called it a budget like no other. And today, Minister Michael McGrath and Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue will deliver that budget shaped by rising energy, living costs and business pressures. It'll have a final price tag of about 10 billion euro, with one-off measures running to some 3 billion, funded by those surging corporate tax receipts. The final details of the budget, including a 2 billion euro welfare package, were agreed last night. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is with us now. Start, Micheál, please, with the size of this budget between those one-off measures and the more permanent spending and tax initiatives.
Yes, if the whole package really is about 10 billion euro, that core budget package that was identified as far back as the summer economic statement that was set at that point at 6.7 billion euro, it's likely to be somewhere above that now. And then there are those once-off measures, those measures devised to try and keep jobs in place and to try and keep households warm this winter. They will total somewhere around 3 billion euro. So that's the total package in a budget that the Taoiseach says has been created to try and provide certainty in uncertain times and to protect families, young people and the most vulnerable, as well as allowing the economy to emerge from this latest crisis in a manner akin to what it did after the COVID pandemic.
And let's then break it down into its various headlines, and we'll start with taxation.
The big tax change centres on the point at which people pay the higher rate of tax. That's moving up to 40,000, and that change could benefit workers by around 800 euro a year and a couple by 1600 euro. There is also likely to be some changes, minor ones perhaps around the USC, that will be done in order to ensure that the minimum wage increase, which kicks in at the beginning of the year, isn't cancelled out.
And if we move on to the welfare and social protection package, which I think went fairly close to the wire, did it, with late agreement last night?
Yeah, the final parts of that were only negotiated sometime before 9 o'clock last night. The central part of it is that weekly increase of 12 euro in welfare payments and the state pension. Some, like Social Justice Ireland, saying already, though, that that particular payment doesn't go far enough. Government will point to other things today too, though. There will be a double payment of those welfare rates and the pension, perhaps one in October and again another around Christmas time. As well as that, there will be one single double payment of child benefit sometime in the autumn, possibly November. There are other measures there too. There will be a lump sum payment on the fuel allowance. That will be 400 euro, and another once-off payment of 200 euro on the living alone allowance. If you put all that together, there are some people in receipt of the state pension, if they're also getting fuel allowance and the living alone allowance, who between now and Christmas could be in line to receive 1,000 euro that wouldn't have been there without today's budget measures. Of course, there has been a focus on elderly people and trying to keep people warm through the winter. So I think as part of that, you're likely to see an effort to fairly dramatically increase the number of households that are included or eligible for the fuel allowance. So that could be increased by perhaps up to 80,000 households, with a focus on those aged over 70.
Health already in receipt of a budget running to something over, I think, around 22 billion. Are there add-ons?
There are significant changes to health as well. The big one is that now maybe 430,000 more people could be eligible for a GP visit card, a significant move that would mean for the first time more than half the population would either have a GP visit card or a medical card. Other measures likely to be included today are the phasing in of a publicly funded IVF scheme, and also extending free contraception for women up to the age of 30, also likely to be among the budget measures. As well as that, the abolition of hospital inpatient charges of 8 euro a day, they're set to be abolished too under increased health spending, which will be announced today.
We haven't mentioned childcare yet, Micheál, and changes here too.
Yeah, this was identified as a core priority for the coalition. So the children's minister yesterday said there would be substantial changes and savings. So the top line figure there is a 25% cut in childcare fees. That is in facilities that are covered by the National Childcare Scheme, it is likely to be worth possibly up to €2,000 over the course of a year per child. But the average figure, taking in geography and different rates in different parts of the country, is likely to be around a saving of €1,200 per child.
And in education, some changes in the primary school level. We'd heard about the school books earlier in the week. Changes to a third level.
Yes, in third level, there will be a €1,000 cut to student fees that will be paid this year. Then for next year, there's a further change. There would be a reduction of €500, but that will be subject to an income cap per family of €100,000. There are other changes too around grant eligibility. So that would mean any family earning up to €62,000 wouldn't pay fees in excess of €1,500. And the proposals agreed between the Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath and the Higher Education Minister Simon Harris will also see a double grant payment made to students before Christmas. And as well as that, there will be a grant increase for next year, and that will kick in from the beginning of January.
And of interest to students and others, indeed, living in rental accommodation, some changes here too.
Yeah, there is a credit for renters. It was agreed, the Taoiseach in the Dáil last week, kind of indicating that any changes in this would encompass perhaps both landlords and renters. It seems that the credit is confined to renters, and it will be a credit of €500 for this year. So that kicks in immediately, and then a further €500 credit for next year as well.
A quick mention, if you have it to hand, Micheál, of what we expect to see for business and the farming sector.
Yes, I mean, the big business energy support scheme, the one for that will cover many of the smaller businesses, will see 40% of those increases in gas and electricity covered on a monthly basis by a revenue payment. And that will include farms as well. And that will be subject to a cap of €10,000 per month. As well as that, as well as businesses and the focus on keeping the heat and the lights going there, there's also going to be a package announced by Minister Michael McGrath of around €270 million for hospitals, schools and community sports and arts organisations as well to try and keep heat and lights on this winter.
You've given us some timelines there, but what measures, is it clear yet, what measures will take effect immediately and what measures will kick in probably from the beginning of 2023?
Well, it seems like the once-off payments will take effect fairly swiftly before Christmas, whether that's the double payment in welfare and the state pension in October and December, the double child benefit payment perhaps in November, as well as those lump sum payments around fuel allowance and living alone allowance. It's those kind of things that are set to be introduced fairly swiftly as part of that government aim, and that phrase that's going to be used a fair bit today and has been used a lot already about putting money back into people's pockets quickly, as well as that cutting of the third level fees by €1,000, that will also be paid out before Christmas.
Micheál, thank you for that comprehensive run through of Budget 2023 coming up today at around lunchtime at 1 o'clock. We'll be covering the budget across radio, online and TV on RTE throughout the day. We'll have an extended news at 1 here on RTE1 on Radio 1. It'll be on air from the earlier time of 1:45, 12:45. Television coverage begins on RTE1 at 12:40, and you can also keep up to date whenever you choose at rte.ie or on our social media sites.